is Eminem, radio, Eminem, radio. Turn it up, turn it up. Here we go, here we go. Eminem, radio, Eminem, radio. Turn it up, turn it up.
What's up and what's going on, everybody? My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Listen, we help Christian millennials navigate life by pointing them to Jesus, and we are so excited to be on the airwaves with you today. Listen, we cannot start the show until we shout out all of our Patreon family that's always supporting Eminem Live Radio. Listen, if you are interested in supporting us in any way, please, please, please make sure you take a moment to just take a look at that description so we can go ahead and get you involved. But I can't do the show by myself. I need my sister. What's going on, Mia?
What's going on, Misa? What's good, everybody? Listen, shout out to you for tuning in once again to your girls right here on You Already Know It's Eminem Live Radio. Listen, we got a lot of great things popping off during this week's show. And listen, we're going to go ahead and vent to you guys, if you don't mind, okay? Don't miss our upcoming segment, Don't Be Salty, coming up in a couple more minutes.
Yes, that's right. But Mia, we have a great conversation coming up. But listen, we might as well let y'all just wait and let it simmer just a little bit. We'll be right back right here on You Already Know.
It's Eminem Live Radio.
Hey, did you miss me? Okay, we back. So back, been around the world a few laps since the last time we spoke. My bad for that, but okay, we back. We are so back. I took a little time for me. Okay, now it's time to eat. Look, where you been, Andy? It's been a while. I'm buying cribs, chilling out, picking towel, don't you dare. Don't talk to me loud, it's not allowed. I'm the only person that I'm trying to make proud. Wow. When you got bigger than life visions, you can't get distracted by all the side missions. They say it's all family until it's just business. But I don't walk on water, so I don't burn bridges, dawg. They say I'm too big for my britches. Nah, I'm double platinum, my wrist just isn't. Never been the type that'll spend on blinging. But I got some nice chairs at the crib you can sit in. I'm feeling like Vincent McMahon with two on quads. I can't stand y'all still doing my job. All feelings aside, the realest is gonna survive. How they spending time talking about me online when you know darn well that your car got declined. I look as dumb as y'all if I ever did respond now. They outside of my shows with picket signs. If everybody love you, then you ain't did it right. Okay, we back. We are so back. I've been around the world a few laps since the last time we spoke. My bad for that, but okay, we back. We are so back. I took a little time for me. Okay, now it's time to eat. Big job like a macho from the top row. When I'm gonna stop, only God knows. I could see the world better with my eyes closed. Fresh off the plane from Japan, arigato. I already did a lot, but I'm trying to hit the lot. Cause I wanna go and cop twin Broncos. So me and my bros could ball like the Achos. And we chilling in the seating that I chose. I mean the Eames Lounge at the Giottano PC. We outside ATL Peachtree, where everybody keep a tool like a DC. And why they swearing that they hard, they got ED. Not you talking about me from the cheap seats. Looked up, I could not even see y'all like Stevie. And I don't mean to be preachy, but worthy is the lamb. Pastor Tzatziki. Okay, we back. We are so back. I've been around the world a few laps since the last time we spoke. My bad for that, but okay, we back. We are so back. I took a little time for me.
My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia.
Also known as Eminem, and you are listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio. Mia, how are you?
I'm doing good, brother.
I'm doing good.
We are almost done with the year.
Yeah, we absolutely
are. September is tomorrow.
I know. I know. That's the thing. And I feel like it's crazy because everything's moving just so fast.
Yeah.
But listen, before we get into this great conversation, we got to make sure we shout out all of our Patreon family, our Patreon subscribers, who always just supports and goes super hard for your girls here. Always tries to find different ways of how we can make the show better and how they can support us in the best way possible through your prayers and also financial support. Thank you so much, Patreon, for always loving on your girls. But listen, if you are interested in joining our Patreon family, you can hit up our description below.
Listen, for sure, be sure to tap in if you guys are interested. Now, for today's conversation, it's truly something that's been brewing, I would say, amongst us for a little bit now. And now we can kind of move forward and kind of like share a heart on it. And we're going to touch on that a little bit more moving forward. But we wanted to kind of talk about one distraction, which I don't know about you, Misa, but it's been a, I think, a relevant topic in culture, society in general.
Yeah.
Christian life, of course, but I know for sure for me, distraction has definitely been a topic. And one thing that we've been talking a lot about is just like faithfulness, being steadfast and like, you know, devotion when it comes to just our lives and being believers, being a mom, being a single woman, being, you know, just entrepreneurs, the list goes on. But specifically kind of devotion in our faith, because I believe that one of the biggest things that will trip us up is thinking that we have to live a perfect life when it comes to us being believers. Mm-hmm. I was telling Misa and Kimo how, man, the regimen I thought I had to have every day as a believer was crazy. I was okay, I got to get up. I have to have an hour of praying. And then I at least got to read the Bible, you know, for an hour. And I should study what each word mean in the Greek. You know, or I should do this moving forward. And I got to make sure I pray for my friends and I got to pray for my family, all these things. And then when I didn't meet these.
Bruh, I remember you sharing that with me. And I said, are you trying to become a biblical scholar?
You knew?
Yes.
You felt like that?
Because there were moments where, and don't get me wrong, like I do not knock anybody's regimen, their routine.
Oh,
when
absolutely.
It comes, I don't knock it. But I'm like, man, I know you're getting, you got priority seats in heaven when you go. You know what I'm saying? But Mia was like, I got to wake up at like 4:30 in the morning. And we're talking at 9:30 the night before. And I'm
right.
like, what you got to do? She's like, I got to pray. I got to hop on this prayer call. And I got to make sure I fast. And oh, what are you fasting? I'm not eating anything at all for the next week. And I'm like, whoa, like, man.
Again, not knocking doing those things. But yeah. I set this standard for myself every single day for me to reach. And then when I fell off or when I didn't get the hour that I wanted to, and to be honest, and Misa knows this, I will wake up late and would only get 5 minutes of prayer. I'd be like, man, if I can't show up the way I'm supposed to, I'm not going to show up at all.
Mm.
God deserves my best. So I'm not going to do it unless I can really, unless I can do it. And I found myself, when I couldn't meet those standards I set for myself, then going 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, not spending time with God because I'm trying to meet the standard I set for myself.
Yeah.
And one thing of the biggest things that God's spoken to me that I share with Misa and Kimo is that it's not about perfection. It's about devotion.
Mm.
And my mentor gave us a challenge where all we had to spend was 5 minutes a day. That was the maximum. We could only spend 5 minutes a day with God. And I was like, that's not enough. What? Not for the king. Not at all. But we had to do that every day for a month. And that those little habits, these making an effort every single day, led me to being like, okay, this is enough. This will actually really bless me. At least I'm in my Bible. At least I am praying. At least I am worshiping. Just little things like that. And we just wanted to talk about what it looks like to live a life of devotion in a world full of distractions when we are just naturally distracted. What has putting God first looked like for you on a daily basis?
Daily basis. For me, I have to schedule things out. Like when I tell you I have to make an appointment with God, I have to be that intentional. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, y'all know how we get. The same way how us ladies, we like, okay, I'm gonna call the nail salon and I gotta see if they're available for me at 5:30 because I'm gonna be there at 5:30. Because you know if you're late, then you might lose your, and you're gonna be thrown off if you gotta show up to work the next day with a broken pinky nail. Mm-hmm. So you're not gonna miss it, right? I have to have that level of intensity. So what I do is every morning I get up, I get my daughter off to school, and at 7:30, I have it in my phone. Like it's an alarm on my phone that goes off.
Mm.
Appointment with God. I go to a place in my house that is comfortable for me. There's no distractions. My second born is still asleep. My husband is gone taking my daughter to school. It's just me in the house. It's very, very quiet. I have that time at 7:30. I take my Bible out. I read for however long I need to. And then I pray right after. And that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. You know, and I've made that more so a regular daily regime for me because it just works. I wanted to make sure that there was nobody around. My phone is away from me so that I'm not tempted to hop on my phone and just aimlessly scroll on social media. I'm not answering any text messages. I'm just completely intentionally spending uninterrupted time with God. But you know, like you said, Mia, I feel like there are people that make their daily routine with God so far greater than other people that it's kind of like a standard that's unreachable even for them. Mm-hmm. But I've realized for me, even if it's 10 minutes, mm-hmm. even if it's 5 minutes, done consistently will make a world of a difference.
A world of a difference. I'm curious for you, just because you've been through a lot of seasons in your life. You know, for those of you guys who are new to Misa, Misa is a mom of two beautiful girls. She's married. Shout out Chemo. She also works at a church full time. So I'm not going to lie to you. Misa's like the busiest person. And the way how she kind of handles things just amazes me. You know what I'm saying? So what does you implementing those daily devotions, how has that changed? How has that impacted you in your season of life when you kind of have everything as a mom, as a wife, as someone who works at has a full-time job? How has that helped you?
If I don't do it, I'm lost. I'm lost. Like you know how there's moments where, it's kind of like I'm just not working right. I'm a little off. There's something that's just not clicking for me. Like, it's not clocking to me. Nothing is clocking to me or anything. But I just feel like there's something that's missing. There's something that's missing from me. Like, I mean, I can operate, but not at my optimal level. Mm-hmm. I feel like there's a level of me just feeling grounded. Talking to God grounds me. I feel like it resets my spirit. If there's anything that happens to be a little inconveniencing or something that just kind of shifts my day, I'm reminded, okay, no, God's got me. Mm-hmm. No, I have peace right now. I spent time in his word, or there's nothing for you to be worried about because we prayed about this. Mm-hmm. Remember, we prayed about this?
Yeah.
And I feel like there's even moments where when I pray like that, and my youth pastor taught me this, when you pray, it kind of builds up your spirit man. It builds up your inner man so that because you've had that conversation with God, you and God are linked in. Y'all are locked in. And there's nothing that can really get you derailed because you've had that intentional time mm-hmm. with God. So there's moments where I know for a fact, and this is something that I personally have been dealing with lately. As a mom, shout out to the moms out there, especially moms with toddlers. Check on your friends got babies, because these toddlers out here are raised a little bit different and they are ruthless out here in these streets. Check on your friends. But this is the thing though. Okay, for me being a mom of two toddlers, one thing that I have been personally dealing with, that I have been talking deeply with God in my therapy sessions with him, is patience.
Yeah.
Because these kids, my daughter Mercy, she don't care about nothing.
She don't care.
The moment you clean something up, it's already taken right back out and it's just messed up completely, right? So, and there's moments where I find myself getting so hot, getting so frustrated, getting so worked up, where I know for a fact that because I've talked to God, I've calmed myself down, I have been able to ask the Lord for some strength that only he can give me. And it reminds me, okay, Misa, I'm going to provide you your daily bread. I have this portion set aside for you, and this portion is your patience.
Yeah, right.
Okay? With a side of peace. Take this, take two pills every 24 hours, and you'll be okay. Mm-hmm. And there's moments where I'm like, I have this overwhelming sense of calmness, even though I know for a fact that whatever my kid is doing right now that she knows aggravates me, mm-hmm. I'm okay because I've talked to my daddy. I've talked to my father, and I'm leveled. It's so hard to explain, but when you experience the true peace from the Prince of Peace, you gonna get me.
Nah, it's gonna get you all. You get every it. Time. Okay, so listen. So we've talked about, of course, devotion. Let's talk about distractions. A little bit.
These kids.
Bro, because I was going to ask you, I was going to say, what have been some distractions pulling you on a daily basis. If I could go first.
Go ahead.
Man, this phone. You know, our parents were right. It is these phones. It is actually that phone. Of course, social media. Instagram, but really, TikTok gonna do it. Man, that doom scroll is real. Shout out to the person who's putting That So Raven episodes on TikTok. You're great, but you're hurting me at the same time. Because I've been like, dang, I'm not even on Disney Plus. I'm just scrolling myself on TikTok.
Right, you're on TikTok.
Have you been on TikTok long enough where the girl's like, hey, you've been scrolling for some time. Take a break. Take a walk. And come back later. And scroll right past her.
Like, move, girl.
No, girl. I want to keep scrolling. But that's something for me. Oh, man. And listen, if anyone needs a resource, I'm about to put you on. Opal, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you. It's you know how you have the Screen Time app on your phone? It's like that, but on steroids. It locks you out of your application, whatever app you set, and I've set for mine for Instagram and TikTok, and I can't get back in after a certain time. After 10:30 at night, I'm locked out.
It's off.
From 9 to 5, I'm locked out. And I'm not gonna lie, I used to go in the app and kind of do finesse
adjust
things
it, and adjust get, the
and,
times,
and adjust the times, and get back in it. But for the past 2 weeks, I've been on a streak for staying committed to the limits I've set. Boy, I'll preach. Staying committed to the limits I've set.
Yeah.
And I found myself being more productive, me being more present with my niece, being more on time with things, feeding my mind in a way that doesn't distract me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been so beneficial. It's crazy how limits, it's crazy how limits can actually be beneficial to your growth.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And especially in a world full of distractions.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I'm not going to lie, them socials going to do it. What's been any distractions for you? Can kids be a distraction? Because it's kind of like you're with them, but...
If you allow it.
Okay.
If you allow it. If I allow for my kids to take me away from my time with God, because to be honest, I mean, I'm married to my husband, their father. There's nothing wrong with simply being like, hey, babe, can you take the kids for like 10 minutes so that I can do what I got to do? But there's moments where I'm like, I mean, whatever they want, it's only going to take me 5 minutes, but that's 5 minutes less, or that's 5 minutes into that appointment time that I've already set for God.
Yeah.
You know, but I do think that, oh, man, I'm not going to lie to you, Mia, that phone gets you.
Boy,
that doom scroll will get you, or even like just chores around the house that you didn't get to that you really kind of want to get done now, so that mm-hmm. you don't have to do them later on. It's a whole lot of different things, but one thing that has truly helped me is setting an alarm
mm-hmm.
and committing to that alarm. Because you mentioned something about limits and committing to those limits. Mm-hmm. There's something about boundaries and fences that I appreciate that I used to not, because a fence can keep things out that have no business getting in and keep things in that have no business getting out. Mm-hmm. One thing that I don't want out is I don't want to lose the devotion that I have to God and have that be on the outside of the fence. And one thing that I don't want to get in is the distractions.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to figure out what that commitment is. Is it your alarm? Is it a friend that's like, okay, look, it's 7:30, ring, ring, ring. Hello? Hey, girl, get up. Don't forget, you got to talk to God right now.
Yeah.
An accountability partner. Or if it's just, I don't know, you got to find whatever that thing is for you. Mm-hmm. Is it setting your phone on the other side of the room so that you don't snooze it?
Let me tell y'all.
Y'all know how we do when it comes to snoozing.
I have to do that.
Well.
A lot.
Well,
a lot of times. Listen, let us know, what are some distractions that y'all have been dealing with that's been keeping you from your devotions? Listen, let us know on Instagram. Look, comment below. Also, let us know what you guys think. But in the meantime, between time, we got to go ahead and get into the next big thing. Y'all ready? Let's get it.
Yo, the world's always turning. Good news, bad news, and somebody's mad every time. But here at Eminem Live Radio, we keep it real and we keep it moving. So before you pop off, take a breath and remember, don't be salty. Let's go!
Mia, it's a brand new week. Tell me, what's got you salty?
All right, speaking of kids, shout out to my niece, my 2-year-old niece, Mercy. So I have heard throughout the day, now that Mace is back in school, and you know, during the day, Mercy's real cool. You know, it is a little quieter in the house because Mercy, she will truly sit down and watch her shows and whatnot. And she won't say much, but every time she does, it's always a laugh. So we went to go pick up Mason from school one day. And we're waiting in the car rider line. You know, like, we have two different sides, and you know, I'm waiting, and she listening to, you know, just the music that I'm putting on. And she's like, Auntie, mind you, she's 2 years old. Mm-hmm. She says, Auntie. And she says, go. Mind you, we're in the car rider line. And there's cars in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And she's in the back seat. She's like, go. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute. Cause she, you know, I said, well, no, Mercy. I said, we're in line, so we have to wait, you know, to get Mason's. But we're going to go in a little bit. I'm like, she thinks she knows. She's so funny. She said, oh, okay. Not even 2 minutes pass. Auntie, I turn around. Drive! And I'm like, now hold on, little Tushy. What? Go was one thing, but drive, now I feel personally attacked.
Yeah.
And then so I said, Mercy, you know how we do. And I was like, I said, Mercy, we're in a line. We have to wait to go forward. I'm not going to, I kind of bucked up my chest a little bit because who are you talking to? Telling me how to drive like this. So after that, we finally start inching up, moving a little bit. And you know how different part things in the parking lot, you have different aisles, different things you can turn down. I'm in the inside. So there's another car next to me in the second lane.
Yeah.
We move forward. We pass the first lane, the first row. Mercy says, Auntie, turn here. And I said, let me tell you something. You got one more time before you walk back. And I was just like, Mercy, don't try me right now, dog. Don't try me. Because what are you saying? What do you know that I don't know about driving?
See, y'all thought I was lying about my 2-year-old Mercy.
Not at all.
Mia, this is the thing, right? Don't be salty, because I guess she's learning how to be more direct.
I guess. What?
I guess my baby girl is learning how to be direct. And one thing I can tell you is that because she can be so direct and know exactly what she wants, you don't ever have to worry about anybody pushing up on Mercy.
Oh, absolutely not.
Anybody trying to like have their way with her, absolutely not, because she's not going to show you any mercy.
No, not show you any mercy.
No.
At all.
Mm-mm. So don't be salty.
Okay, brother. I won't. Okay, so what you got? What's got you salty this week?
Okay, so also talking about the littles, my children, my 2-year-old, my 4-year-old. But this is actually about my parents. This is the reason why I'm salty, okay?
Hold on, Misa. Huh? Tread lightly. I think they still watch.
No, turn it up. Turn it up. This is the thing. So my parents, both Mia and my parents, we have the same parents. They are my children's grandparents. And I love them. They are so awesome. However, they are not the same parents that raised us growing up. These grandparents nowadays are just so very different. They're great, but very, very different. Let me explain. So we were, just before we recorded this episode, we're upstairs and my father is, you know, they call him Poppy. And Mason and Mercy are like, Poppy, I want to watch this. And my 2-year-old wants to watch something different from my 4-year-old. And Poppy says, you want to watch something different from Mason? And Mercy says, yeah, Poppy, I do. He says, that's fine, baby. I'm going to turn the TV on in the living room so that Mason can watch what she wants to watch. And I'll take you in my bedroom and you can watch whatever you want to watch. Huge 72-inch televisions. And you're going to have one toddler to watch one thing on one TV and have the other toddler in the whole nother room watching something completely different? No, absolutely not. When we were growing up, Mia, we had to have all of the lights off, all of us be in one room to watch one episode that came on cable.
We couldn't even open two juices at a time.
We couldn't have two juices open at one time. Don't let it be two separate people that want two separate cereals. You better wait till that one Rice Krispie box are all the way to the end.
You better eat them Honey Bunches.
So all I got... Mia, who eats Honey Smacks?
That's why I like Raisin Bran so much. Now that's how we act.
So how is it that my kids can watch two separate TVs in two different rooms, but we had to open up one juice at a time when we were growing up? These grandparents that were formerly our parents are not the same people. I don't know, Mia. I'm just salty.
At all. Listen, okay, so hear me out. Don't be salty, because the goal is for the kids to have a better life than what we had.
You didn't even believe it. You didn't believe it when you said it.
Their father is next to me. He started laughing. No, I do mean it because, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we don't want them to get the same things we had. So even if we feel like they are a little spoiled, even if they get a little bit more of luxury than what we had, so be it. We would have wanted that, so why not we let them enjoy that to the fullest?
You don't even believe what you're saying. Oh, man. One thing I can say, like I said, it may aggravate me that they do things. My kids get all this stuff, and we had to suffer. But one thing I can say is that my children are deeply loved.
So loved, bro.
They're deeply cared for. They get everything that they want. And I'm glad that they do, because I wish I could watch my TV show in one room and Mia watch her TV show in the other room. We only had one TV growing up.
We don't know that life.
We don't know that life.
We don't know that life.
Oh, man, that was Don't Be Salty here on Eminem Live Radio. Now, listen, life is going to try to get you down, but you could always find the positive side. You could always find the silver lining. You could always find something good to look towards and to look for. So don't be salty.
Don't be salty. Don't be salty. Listen, when we come back, we got more conversation coming up, talking about distractions versus devotion. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to, you already know,
it's Eminem Live Radio.
Look at the way that I walk, yeah. Look at the way that I talk, yeah. You should have called it a cross, yeah. You would have called it a loss, yeah. I call it gain, this world is insane, and I want no parts of it. I'm calling this calling, it costs a bit. The price going up, the dollar don't bother. The father, contrition is what he gets, yeah. Broken, I'm hoping he notices, yeah. Focus and poking the golden things, yeah. If I'm a beetle, the linen, he folded it. Easy to yoke, I am owning it, I am not severed, I'm working. Remember the dinner, he broke it and rose again. Look at the way that I walk, yeah. 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 Look at the way that I look at the way that I look at the way that I walk, yeah. Look at the way that I walk, yeah. Look at the way that I walk, yeah. Look at the way that I walk.
Walking, I talk, but only God can see the spark in my heart. And I'm not here to paint a perfect picture for you. Understand this is more than just art. I'm blood covered in the sea with the sharks, but not ripped apart. I've been set apart. Only 2 ways to go when it's time to depart. Either up in the way or up under the hood like the car ain't start. I ain't sticking with God for the luxuries, but the demons is under me. It get tricky and sticky like honey and bumblebees trying to go through 100 keys. All of that praying for open doors. Should have been praying for what you need. Let's get a feather and tickle they nose. They looking for blessings, make them sneeze.
Look at the way cool. That I walk, yeah. Look at the way 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 that I walk.
Back, forth, up and down. Back, forth, up and down.
Back, forth, up and down.
Look at the way that I walk. Look at the way that I walk. Look at the way that I talk. Talk. Look at the way that I talk. Talk. Look.
The price going up.
I'm hoping he notices, y'all. Yeah. Broken, I'm hoping he notices, y'all. Yeah. Y'all, yeah. And broken, that golden things, y'all. Yeah. Y'all, yeah. Y'all. Yeah.
Welcome back to your number one source of inspiration for this generation, Eminem Live Radio. And we are going in.
Going in.
As always, here in the studio, thank you so much for tuning in. Shout out to Patreon. We love y'all so much. Just wanted to give you guys a little love, a little shout out. If you want to join in on Patreon, we want for you to make sure that you are getting all the information you need. Head on over to the description box below to get more information on how you can be a part of our family with Patreon.
Yes, sir. So we were talking about, before we left for the break, we were talking about distractions versus devotion. Now, this is something that really got me thinking as we were talking about what it looked like to live a life that's devoted in the midst of a world that throws distractions at you left and right. Has there ever been a distraction that you've justified keeping around but ended up still kind of keeping you away in your faith
oh,
walk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My husband.
Whoa, for real?
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like, we really try to make sure that with Kimo and I both working at the same church, and a lot of times with having busy lifestyles the way that we have, we can just get so wrapped up in the mundane, regular, day-to-day activities that we really try to at least allocate some time before our day gets started mm-hmm. to figure out what our day is going to consist of. You know, like, we're going to go to work. Do you have a lunch appointment with anybody? Or what do you want for dinner? And what's our plan for the chores later on today? Or what do you have to do later on after work? And what time are you going to come? What time are you planning on coming home? And plans with the girls, our bedtime routine, like all those different things that sometimes if he happens to roll over into my appointment time with God, that will take from my appointment time with God. Mm-hmm. And not even that, but I think also, oh man, I just had it. What was it? Eminem Live Radio planning. Mm. Yep. Because we've been so committed to this new routine for Eminem Live Radio, and we have all these different big plan things that we actually plan on putting into practice and into play. There's moments where I'm like on social media trying to do research for a whatever topic we have coming up for the upcoming show. And it's for Eminem Live Radio. That's a ministry too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm serving you, Lord. Just, I gotta get on the social medias.
Yeah.
But those will be moments where I look at my phone and I'm like, oh snap, it's 7:35. Mm-hmm. I'm like 5 minutes late, which shifts everything on my regular schedule down in the mornings. So those are some things that I think to myself, I tend to justify because I'm like, I mean, I gotta do this in order for me to get this done. Mm-hmm. But in all actuality, no. Stay committed to your plan. Stay committed to your routine. Stay committed to God more than anything. Mm-hmm. So if you have to take some time to pause whatever you were doing that you're willing to justify, but make sure you get first things first done, then go ahead and do that.
Yeah.
Do that.
I'm not going to hold you. The things that I've justified, that the distractions that I've justified to not be distractions, but still kept me from God, I'm not going to lie to you, there was a list. Because I, like, you know, I don't know, you just think about so many things that you thought, oh, well, it's not that bad. Oh, well, I mean, this is justifiable. But I think for me, the most recent thing was me leaving the gym I was working at. Because that was really justifiable for me. Because I was, I remember saying this on the show a couple of weeks ago, saying how I was working three jobs. Of course, being a nanny for my nieces, working at the 116 Life, and then also working at the gym. Mm-hmm. And I was at the gym for 8 months. I first started to be able to get out of some debt that I had. And I was really pressing the pavement, really working hard, and then was able to pay off my debt. I was like, well, I mean, three incomes don't look bad. You know, yeah. Like, why not just keep it? And I was wearing myself down, y'all. Really wearing myself down, bro. And Misa knows this. Just, I was always tired. Just didn't have a lot of energy to do things. And didn't have enough, wasn't putting enough time into Eminem Live Radio. I was showing up, but not giving my best. And it wasn't until my friends challenged me and were like, you don't rest at all.
Mm.
Like, how are you, like, what does your devotion life look like? Do you see where your this extra job is actually kind of pulling you away?
Wow.
And I was like, first of all, I'm making money. So who is mad at that? I'm able to pay my bills. I can actually do a little bit more. Uh-huh. What's the issue? Uh-huh. That was the issue.
Ooh,
and
Mia.
That's crazy because now that I left the gym, leap of faith, and the things... It's crazy to think the changes, the big changes that happen when you start getting more hours in your day,
mm-hmm.
where you're able to sleep in a little bit, sleep in on a Saturday opposed to going to work, you getting three extra hours than what you're used to giving them, putting it in at your job. And with the getting extra rest, getting more clarity when it comes to my vision, spending more time with God, having more energy and things like that. And you wouldn't think a job is a distraction, but anything that's pulling you away.
Anything and everything pulling you away.
It can be anything.
Yeah.
That was one that I thought was justifiable. And I was like, you know, I did my goal. I did all I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's time for me to walk away. Mm-hmm. And I had to be okay with that. And to me, I thought it was a really... a really good decision.
I will say this. Another thing that I feel like a lot of us can relate to, meanwhile, while you weren't getting enough sleep, one thing that I feel like a lot of us tend to justify that keeps us, you know, whatever that distraction is sleep.
Misa, talk about it.
Because for me, before my daughter started...
This is me in the morning, y'all. Alarm go off.
Before my daughter had to be at school by 7:15, Mia, I was always hitting that snooze button. I'm like, God understands. And I'm just hitting that snooze button, going back to sleep. Or there were even moments where I would like, I had to get to the point where even, oh, this is so good. There was even moments where I had to stop listening to the Bible on Audible or like the Bible app, because it would rock you to sleep. When I tell you I would be sleeping in heavenly peace, falling asleep on God in my appointment, y'all, I was just so embarrassed to go before the throne in my throne room.
I just knew God was tired of me.
I knew he was tired of me. But I would always justify, like, Lord, you know, I was just up the night before. You know, I was taking care of your kids. These are your kids first, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was justifying and trying to be like, Lord, you don't want me to fall asleep in our appointment, right? Let me get 5 more minutes and then I can get up. And that, that thing kept me so far.
Kept you asleep.
From my relationship with God and just really put my devotion with him on pause. Mm-hmm. Man, if you dealing with that, be real. I bet you won't put sleep in the comments.
Bro,
I bet you won't.
Cause that
snitch
was
on yourself.
That was another one for me. Because I was like, But and also a matter of you. And I think that another big thing that helps you with being devoted is you, like we said, setting parameters. Going to bed on time has been a big thing for me. Because if I don't go to bed on time, I'm not going to want to get up in the morning to pray. I'm not going to want to get up and read my Bible to get the allotted time that I really want to set. If you're really devoted, you would actually set the boundaries for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So little things like that help reset you. How do you reset yourself in... Of course, because we get busy. You know, like things happen. Life happens.
Sure.
Think work. Friends, marriage, just life. When those things happen, how do you reset to get back on, okay, let me focus. Let me be devoted. Let me keep my eye on the prize. Let me make sure I show up.
How do I refocus amidst all the busyness?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
How do I reset? If I need to reset and I found myself not doing what I was supposed to do at 7:30 a.m., knowing that that's my time with God, I can't just continue and not have my relationship with God. I have to stop right then and there and make time for God, you know? So it's like if there's moments where I'm talking with Kimo, we get so engulfed in a real good conversation, and I'm like, oh, snap, it's like 7:39. It's 7:40. I know what time I have to be at work. I know what time that I have to leave for that. I still just cannot excuse myself from that daily appointment that I've had with him.
Yeah.
So I will excuse myself from whatever I was doing, and I will take my time with God. Because like I said at the beginning of our conversation, I'm off. There's something that's not right. There's something that's shifted. There's something that doesn't really sit well with me. I'm a little more agitated when I don't get my daily fix with God.
Yeah.
And I literally have to reset and say, okay, hold on. This isn't right. Let me go have my time. I need to go into a room. I need to close the door. I need to lock it. I need to put my phone in a complete different room, put it on silent, put on do not disturb. Whatever I need to do, I need to just reset everything all over again just to make sure that my spirit man, that my spirit, that my relationship with God is still in sync just to make sure that I'm able to continue on with my day. What about you?
If I can talk about a practical moment, I want to say Friday. Friday was kind of rough for me just a little bit. It was just really busy, which I thought I would have more time, but it just ended up being more busy for me than usual, having a meeting. And then I was kind of hard on myself for the meeting because I didn't meet certain expectations that I had for the week when it came to Eminem Live Radio. So I was being hard on myself. Then I met the expectation to talk to a friend on FaceTime, and that had to be cut short because I wasn't able to talk to her for as long as I wanted to. Then after that, I had to go serve at my church right after. So then I had to make that drive. There was so many things things going on in my mind and emotionally, and then even also I was physically tired, and I'm getting ready, about to head to church to go serve at our church, and my alarm went off, and my alarm said, have a moment with God. And I was doing my makeup, I turned away from the mirror, and I was like, didn't pray, no deep prayer, nothing crazy. I just said, God, I'm so overwhelmed. And I just sat in stillness, just sat and was just still. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times we underestimate stillness.
Oh, yeah.
Like, because God says, be still and know I'm God. Mm-hmm. And I was just still. I just sat that, I was just still to just see, to feel my emotions, to hear God in that moment. And I was leaving out of my bathroom. I have a room inside of my room. My room actually kind of really cool. I have a hideaway in my room, and there was a couch in there. And I heard God say, would you go sit down? And I went in my room, and I sat down for a little bit. As soon as I sat down, God said, stop second-guessing yourself. And I just kind of, then after I heard that, I just sat in that, in stillness again. Mm-hmm. And I say all that to say, if my alarm didn't go off, me setting out specific times throughout my day to have with God, just a moment, the busyness that I was engulfed in that moment was redirected by that one intentionality.
Right.
That one moment that took probably 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Just completely realigned me. And I promise you, when you listen to this, your whole relationship with God revolutionized. I promise you, these things that Misa and I are telling you have worked, and we're not the same, no. I would say, because of it. When you just take little things and realign yourself, your whole, the little things, my mentor has me sitting in John 15 talking about, you remain in me and I in you. For apart from me, you can't do anything. And Jesus isn't saying, if you remain in me, but make sure you do this and make sure you always come to the temple and make sure you give this amount of money and make sure you give this exact amount of money to the poor. And I'm after that, make sure you know, he said, if you remain
just
in
remain.
Me,
just remain.
I will remain in you because apart from me, you can't do anything. In the busyness of your life, we can't do
nothing,
anything. And and honestly, I heard a question said, man, if I could think of it. We were talking about boundaries when it comes to being overwhelmed. How has being devoted helped you when you're overwhelmed? Really? I would rather be overwhelmed with God than be overwhelmed in just me.
Yeah.
Only because I talk about this with Ace sometimes. Sometimes we feel like it's not enough for God to just simply be with us. Because sometimes we think, oh, God, shift it. Oh, change it. Breakthrough. And those things happen.
Yeah.
Yes, those things happen.
Talk about it.
And also, God is still present. Mm-hmm. He's Emmanuel, God who is with us. Mm-hmm. So what if, okay, yes, you're overwhelmed, and maybe not in the moment you don't shift right away and get peace, but what if just knowing that God is with you when you're overwhelmed, when you hear something like, stop second guessing yourself, and you can hold on to that in the midst of you still feeling overwhelmed. That's better than me just sitting wallowing around me being overwhelmed, just me. Mm-hmm. For apart from me, you can do nothing. I'm not going to be less overwhelmed with just me, but I feel a little bit better. There's a certain level of comfort and peace that comes with knowing that I'm overwhelmed, but God is with me.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's really good, Mia. I even want to encourage somebody because, you know, it can be really overwhelming whether you are a fresh, brand spanking new out the pack believer, right? Or if you've been living and walking this walk with God in this journey for a long, long time, it can still get discouraging. Mm-hmm. It really can. But regardless, if you find yourself in this cycle where on a day-to-day basis, you really are trying to have this relationship with God, you're really trying to start this devotion, you are really trying to stay committed to your faith, but those mornings or whatever appointment time you set with God just gets a little derailed because just life happens. Life be life, and we know this, and you miss your appointment time. Some people are encouraged or just are willing to say, well, better tomorrow. Okay. Well, while you could say, well, tomorrow, why not reset now?
Yeah.
And then just do better the next day. Okay. You may miss one don't miss 2 days. Mm-hmm. You might miss two appointments with God, but don't miss the third. Mm-hmm. You might have missed five. Don't miss the sixth. There's always an opportunity for you to reset. Mm-hmm. There's always another opportunity for you to get it better the next time. So don't feel like because you've been on this streak, because you mentioned streaks, because you've been on this streak and you've been doing so good that the moment you just let your guard down, the moment things get a little crazy, the moment that you just, you miss the mark, don't feel like now you're just, you're off your rail. You're off your rocker. No, you can always reset and go back and try again tomorrow. But just be encouraged to not miss it.
Don't miss it, man. Don't miss it.
Because it's easy to do that. It's easy to do that.
It really is.
If you're willing to be devoted, just the way that we're devoted to everything else in this world. And just take a moment. I really encourage for you to take a moment and just to have a moment of self-reflection, just to be like, you know, what are some things that I really try to make appointments for? You know, you have doctor's appointments, and those doctor's appointments, if you got kids, if you have your own doctor's appointments mm-hmm. for your own health, they only give you like, what, 15 minutes? And sometimes, depending on what type of appointment, you get charged mm-hmm. and penalized mm-hmm. for missing those appointments. Or because you work so long and so hard to make this appointment, if you miss it, you're going to have a year until you make another appointment because things are just so busy. It's got to be that intense. It's got to be that serious. You got to make your appointment and be encouraged to not miss a moment.
We're all devoted to something.
We're all devoted to something.
I remember hearing Aha Gazelle talk about, I'm trying to remember exactly what he was talking about, but Aha was talking about how when he, I think he was talking about when he was breaking away from smoking, I believe. And he was saying how he was always on it and he was trying to break away from, but he was always found himself always going back to it. And he says how he realized that when people say that they're committed to doing something, they do it religiously. Mm-hmm. And he was like, dang, how am I committed to doing this? Opposed to me, I don't want to do this religiously. I don't want to put this above my relationship with God. Think about, what am I devoted to? Because you're devoted to something.
Something.
If you're not missing that one TV show, if you was set when the Love Island reunion came out.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying? Like when a certain artist dropped, everyone's devoted to something. And some things are, to the naked eye, can be bad. Mm-hmm. But sometimes these things we think are great.
Yeah.
But think, am I giving more of something else? Can I give that more to the Lord this week?
Ooh, my pastor said this, and I hope I'm saying it correctly. He said, be willing to say no to what's good so that you can say yes to what's best. Oh! Be willing to say no to what's good. Yes, going to the gym is good every single morning at 6:00.
Yeah.
Yes. There's something else.
Eating
healthy every day is great. Yes, that's great. But say no to those things and say yes to what's best. And God, your relationship, your devotion to Him is what is best.
We'll be right back here on You Already Know.
Eminem Live Radio.
Got me together, help relieve all of the pressure. Now I never wanna do life on my own, 'cause I don't wanna go anywhere I can't follow. You lead me where I need to go, 'cause I know my time is borrowed. Hey, yeah, 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 you've been so good, even though I don't do what I should. You came through like I knew you would. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you keep running at the bag like a derby. And even when I'm wrong, you probably could've curved me. You never do me like that because you worthy. You got me on 10. I know when you and me together, it's a win. And you somebody I know that I could depend. I know you got blessings for me coming again. See, I know, it won't be long till you show what you got in store. I'm like, whoa.
So good, even
blessed. God got his hands on me, I ain't got a guess. I'ma count the blessings and I let him do the rest. I'm living that Christ life, I'm living the best, yeah. Why would I stress? Promise I want it all, never settling for less. I'm leaving in favor, I ain't never pressed. I can kick my feet up, I can take a rest. Cause I know it won't be long till you show what you got in store. I'm like, whoa.
Welcome back to You Already Know. It's Eminem Live Radio. And listen, thank you for tuning in for the entire time we've done today's show. But listen, if you don't mind, can we give you just one more minute of inspiration before we leave you here? This week's 1 minute inspiration just for you by my girl, Misa.
Is your situation killing you or is it birthing you? Perspective matters so much in this life because naturally we can be so quick to declare what we're going through as a negative occurrence. Now, there are some very unfortunate things that happen that we can't control. I understand that. But what we can control are our emotions. Now, let's be honest. You choose to have a negative outlook on your current job. The fact that you have to budget more or something as small as a rainy day. Your complaining automatically makes you feel like something is way worse than it actually is. It's killing perspective on life overall, my friend. Now, instead of stating the obvious in a situation, try finding the brighter side that may be birthing new opportunities like this. You weren't able to make that large purchase, but it's birthed you into budgeting better. You weren't able to meet the CEO, but you were able to network with other people that you may start doing business with. Perspective is everything. A tomb to a caterpillar is a womb to a butterfly. Come on now. Allow your perspective to not kill you, but to birth you.
Boom, that was your 1 minute inspiration brought to you by my girl Misa. Man, shout out to everyone that tuned in to Eminem Live Radio this week. We appreciate you guys for tuning in.
Shout out to everyone who tuned in to this week's show. Whether you tune in for the first time or you don't miss a single show, we're glad you spent the last hour rocking with your girls.
If you enjoyed this week's show, post a screenshot of the show you're listening to on any of your social media platforms and listen, tag us at MM Live Radio and we'll repost it.
Absolutely, y'all. Absolutely. Now also, listen, tune in to MM Live Radio next week because like always, we'll have more hashtags, music, conversation, and so much more.
So make sure you're nowhere else but here, same time, same place, but of course, we gotta give credit where it's due.
MM Live Radio is your number one source of inspiration for this generation.
Engineered and co-produced by KE to the M, O, Kimo Jones.
Theme song by Glow.
Written and produced by your girls, Misa.
And executive producer Crystal Evans and Eminem Live Radio is an Eminem Enterprise production.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, but your girls gotta get out of here. Don't forget to be yourself like the meme.
Always remember that the rain and the storm helps things grow. So if you're walking through a storm right now, don't worry because you're growing from it.
God is the only everything you'll ever need.
And when you can't turn left
or right,
turn up because that is not an option. Don't forget to confess that it's the best day of your life. Do it every single day, it'll become the best week of your life. Do it every single week, it'll become the best month of your life. And do it every single month, it'll become the best year of your life. Thank you so much for tuning in. We love you so much. My name is Misa.
And my name is Mia, and you're listening to your number one source of inspiration for this generation. You already know it's Eminem Live Radio.
We'll talk to you soon.